Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1117. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me for this episode of Gamertag Radio, my co-host, Paris Lilly. What's going on, Paris?
Hey, what is going on, man?
Well, my mouth is still burning. I don't know if you've seen the video online or not, but shout out to Square Enix that sent me this care package. It was really, really cool, of all Outriders. And I have this, the Voodoo Ranger Outriders Enoch IPA. Tastes fantastic. Love the flavor and everything. And they also gave me Pyromancer hot sauce. I think it's called a thermal hot sauce. I tried that out, Paris. I was crying. I'm still in pain. My mouth is still burning here and there. It happens, man. So what I did was I recorded it. Me eating a chicken wing, oh my God, I was crying in tears, yeah. In tears, man. But it was cool. Package is awesome. They also gave me this controller.
Very nice.
Which is awesome. Looks really, really cool. I'm going to be using this, man. Shout out to, what's his name?
It's Pope Art now. Yeah, it used to be Pope Art. Now it's Pope Art.
Pope Art. So he designed this controller. It's really, really cool. So there's all the classes from the game, from Outriders. So it's really, really cool, man. So what's up with you, man? How's been this week for you?
No, it's just good. I mean, obviously, coming off the last episode, all the stuff we were talking about with Game Pass and MLB The Show and all that stuff. But No, it's been good. Just playing a lot of Outriders, man. I mean, that's pretty much been it for me this week. Just really deep diving into it and just loving the loot grind. Of it, like I had even tweeted earlier, someone was asking, Andrew Reiner was asking, like, how do people feel about Outriders? And I was saying, I'm in it for the long haul. I enjoy that loot grind. I mean, there's some UI things they need to fix. There's some technical issues they need to fix. But, I mean, I can see past that and see the potential of this game. So as long as Square Enix and People Can't Fly supports it, I think, sky's the limit. It'll only get better.
Yeah. I wish they'll fix the crossplay with PC and consoles. I know we were trying to play Paris the other day.
We can't play right now. Yeah.
At all. But I played with a couple people already, that they have the PlayStation version. Playing it.
That's fine. Everything's good. Yeah, you can do that. Console to console can work just like on PC, Steam and Epic Game Store. They can play together as well. But PC going to console or console going to PC, that doesn't work right now.
Yeah. All right, so P is not going to be joining us. He is hopefully in the future will join us here in Gamertag Radio. It's been almost 2 months, I think.
Feels like it, yeah. Yeah. It seemed like I saw him lurking in the chat. He said, where is the Shaq eyewear?
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Is it eye gear?
Eye gear.
Am I screwing it up again? My bad. Yeah. Shaq eye gear. I always want to say eyewear. See, I'm thinking cybernetics. No, but Shaq eye gear. Yep.
Definitely. All right, so head over to Gamertag Radio. .com. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, and post your review. Also, if you'd like to be part of our fan mail discussion, which we are going to play some voicemails and also read some emails on this episode later on, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, but first, Paris, I know you got a really cool package today from Xbox. You want to talk about that very quick before
no,
we
I don't.
Go? You don't? Okay.
No, all right. I'm kidding.
Take care, everyone. Peace.
No, actually, I do. So just for people that are on the video side watching this on Twitch, Xbox just sent me the B&O, the Bang & Olufsen Portal Wireless Headphones for Xbox. These are retailing for $499. They sent me a pair. I just got them set up just a couple hours before we started recording. And I really like them. I really dig them. They're very comfortable, extremely comfortable. One of the most comfortable gaming headphones I've ever had on my head. It's like I'm using Astro A50s right now. These are the B&Os are way more comfortable than those, as an example. The sound reproduction is freaking phenomenal. It really is. There's an app that you can set up on the iPhone, and it allows me to go through and play around with the different settings. So I've kind of messed around with the equalizer a little bit, but they do Dolby Atmos, they do Bluetooth, they can connect directly to your Xbox console without a dongle. On Windows 10, if you have the Xbox wireless dongle, you can connect them that way as well. And yeah, dude, they're freaking great. They have active noise canceling. Like, I put these things on, like they've already pissed off rocks. So I already know they're great, because she was talking to me and I could not hear her at all with these things on. Nice. I haven't played a game with them yet. That'll be the next thing, because like I said, just got them a couple hours ago. But I hopped on the Xbox and paired them, and I was watching Godzilla versus King Kong. I watched the aircraft carrier scene. When they first fight, sound amazing. Then I watched a little bit of Avengers Endgame. Again, just amazing sound. I have them paired to my phone via Bluetooth and listened to some music on Spotify. Just crisp, crystal clear. Really, really great sound production. And this is in direct comparison to the Astro A50s, which, you know, they're not cheap either. These are $300 headphones themselves. And yeah, they're leagues better. So really liking them. On Kind of Funny XCast, we'll talk about them more as well, because Mike and Gary also got a pair. So again, I just want to thank Xbox. Want to thank Bang Olufsen for sending them over. But I mean, like I've said before, you know, you get what you pay for. I mean, these gaming headphones are a premium product at a premium price, obviously. But you can instantly tell the difference, you know, sound wise when you put them on. I even did a mic test with them. I put a video up on my YouTube channel. And honestly, I would say the Xbox wireless headset mic is better than this, to be perfectly upfront. By that, probably be the one ding I would give on this right now. I mean, you and I talked on the phone. You said they sounded okay, but
yeah,
they sound a little teeny tiny to me. Thought they could have been a little bit better, especially at this price point, but that would probably be the one thing that I would ding it on. But I would say for game chat, it's fine. I don't think anyone's going to really have an issue with that, you know, for game chat. But yeah, these are the Portal wireless gaming headphones from Bang Olufsen. And yeah, I'll have more to talk about them in the future. But, you know, oh, one other thing I'll say right now. Yeah. Again, premium product, a lot of touch controls on these, right? So I literally can double tap to play or mute. On the left side, you have like a sliding bar to activate the active noise canceling or turn it off. Right side is for volume or for game chat as well, to turn that up and down. So, I mean, like I said, it definitely has a premium feel to them for sure. But yeah, I'll have more to talk about them here in the near future.
Well, I have a couple of questions. It's not going to be too deep. Does this work for Android?
Oh, it can via Bluetooth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just connect them on Bluetooth.
What about the app? Do you say that there's an app for iOS?
I would assume there's an Android app. I'm using an iPhone. That's why I'm saying iOS, because I know there's an app there, but I would naturally assume there's an Android app as well.
Now, is there a part where you attach your mic, or this is like the mic?
No, wire. It's built in. There's four microphones on this thing, and there what do they call it? They call it the virtual boom arm mic, because it's just four mics that are built into the headphones themselves. And obviously, like I said, you heard how they sound. They work fine. And then, like I said, you can just simply double tap on the side of the headphones to mute them, unmute, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be honest, Paris. I have to disagree about the mic, because when you called me, it sounded good. And you called me before using the Xbox headset. That one sounded worse.
This one sounded really good. And you could be right. This is me, just initial impressions. I'm super critical, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, I'm talking on the Shure mic. In comparison to that, it's not great. But but maybe that's it. But you know, I said, I think it's perfectly acceptable for normal phone calls, for you know, game chat, stuff like that. I don't think anyone's going to be complaining about that. But obviously, you're not going to be doing a podcast with these on or anything like that.
At all. I mean, this is meant more for the sound of music, games, maybe movies, etc. But Mike is just an optional thing. Like, this is more about just experiencing that sound, right? From anything that you're going to be playing through Xbox. Now, my question to you, what is the game that you're so curious to check out first through these headsets for you?
I would definitely do Gears 5 because it does Dolby Atmos. That would be one right at the top of mind. I would check out, hell, even Outriders, you know, with that booming music. I would like to check them out with those as well. I even see in the chat, a couple people have asked questions about would these replace my Astro A50s? They very well could. Again, they're very comfortable. They sound fantastic. Also, USB-C rechargeable as well. So very, very easy to do that too. So yeah, they could absolutely replace my Astro A50s, but they're also $500 compared to $300 for the Astro A50s for anyone that's in the market for either one. So, you know, just think about that if you're going into retail looking to purchase either one. Also, there was a question about Bluetooth. This does do Bluetooth 5. I believe it's 5.1, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look at the instructions again. But yeah, so latest Bluetooth, all that. But yeah, again, they're solid, man. They're a quality product. I mean, you know, it's Bang Olufsen. That's what I said from the get-go when they first announced these things. I go, they will not be cheap because they're a premium product. And this is a part of Xbox's limited series now, which is, I would assume, them catering to that higher tier audience for some of their accessory products now, right? So, like, we obviously see it here with the headphones. We know we have the Elite controller now. I mean, I've speculated I could see an Xbox branded television in the future, to where, not that the Xbox is built into the TV, but it's calibrated and customized for the Xbox. They have the Xbox wireless technology already built into the TV, so you can connect your controllers right away. Your headphones, all that stuff can connect directly to it. And then they'll probably have the Xbox app on it, so you can just cloud stream games directly to it, something like that. So I absolutely see stuff like that coming in the future.
Yeah, my other question is, how was it connecting the headset to the Xbox super quick, similar to the
one button? Is just like if you're connecting the controller, or like even the Xbox wireless headset, you know, their own headset. It's the same concept. It's one button press, boop, done, connects.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people are going to be asking, okay, Paris, you said it's premium. Like, what? Why is so premium?
Because again, like, it's made out of premium materials. I mean, anyone that looks at it, you look at this and you can tell this is a premium headset. I mean, they're not skimping on anything. They're not using cheap products. It's very well built. It feels solid. And again, the comfort that you're getting out of this, all of that goes into a quality product. And again, the audio that you're getting out of this is better than any gaming headset on the market right now. There is none that could compete with this. That is a guarantee. I will absolutely say that. I instantly could tell that the second I put them on. Not to mention they do active noise canceling as well. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. And it looks very, very comfortable too, man. Yeah. I saw your picture that you posted on Twitter. You're like there smiling. I'm like, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Super comfy. Super comfy. Awesome. Now, I want to know, like, once you start playing it for a couple hours to see – how's the feeling after a while? Because you know, is it hot? Is it uncomfortable? Does your ear turns red? That's the thing that I really want to know. So I can't wait to hear more about this.
Yeah. And I'll talk about that in the future. And I'm seeing again, I'm breaking the fourth wall left and right here. Like, people are asking, but is it $500 premium? You have to answer that question. I can't answer that question for you. I will say this. I was willing to go purchase these. Yes, Xbox and Bang Olufsen provided these headphones to me, but I was in the market to go get these because it's coming from Bang Olufsen. I mean, they're one of the best in the business. Again, you get what you pay for. So it's like I've said before. I mean, a lot of people have sticker shock with the price, and I totally get it. But they didn't make these for you. They didn't. That's why they have the $99 headset, which are fine. They're fine for what they are. And like I've said before, they're good enough. And they're also priced as good enough. But if you're looking for a premium audio experience, you're going to have to pay more. That's just the reality of it. I don't make the rules. It's just, it is what it is. So I understand that people are hesitant by it. I understand that people are like, I don't want to spend $500. You don't have to. And that's how I look at it. But if you're an audiophile, if you're looking for the best of the best when it comes to audio, in a gaming headset for audio reproduction in your games, you're going to look at something like this. And obviously, Xbox partnered up with Bang Olufsen to make it so that it was instantly compatible, you know, with the Xbox consoles, because it literally has the Xbox wireless tech built into it. So it's easy to connect to. Like I said, I connected to my Series X. Dolby Atmos fires right up. Everything's great.
No, that's cool. It's cool. So this episode of XCast, right? The next one that's coming out, that's when you guys
probably Yeah. When we do XCast tomorrow, we'll talk about them more there too.
Awesome. All right, so check it out. It comes out Saturday morning. Make sure to check out Kind of Funny Games YouTube channel or podcast. Just find any podcast app and make sure to check it out, man. So I don't have a headset, so I was just asking questions, Pat, because I'm super curious. You know, I don't know, should I get this? Should I just stay with my, you know, wireless headset that I have? Because, you know, I had a good time so far with the wireless headset. Like
there's absolutely nothing wrong with those. I'm just saying, though, I can't emphasize that enough. You will get a very solid wireless gaming headset for $99 with those Xbox Ones. I highly recommend them as well. I mean, and to be honest, they do something that the Bang Olufsen one does not do. I can have simultaneous audio. I can have Bluetooth and the Xbox audio going at the same time. These don't do that. So there's an advantage right there.
Oh, snap. I didn't know about that. Awesome. That's good to know. That's really, really good to know.
Yep.
Yeah, because I do that now all the time. When we play, like, let's say now, recently, when you play crossplay from console to another console, like Xbox, PlayStation, for some strange reason, there is no, in the settings, there is no VoIP for PlayStation. It's only available on Xbox. So when I was telling people, hey, just make sure to have it on, they're like, I can't find it. So what we do, we can't communicate, so we have to use Discord. So I will just turn on Discord through my phone, and it will connect to my headset, and I'm using my connection from Xbox and my connection from my mobile device, and it's been smooth, really, really smooth. So, but yeah, look, if you guys are curious about this premium product, there you go, man. If you just, you know, don't care about those features. You know, and I know you can't even turn on your Xbox with that headset either, right? Because you could turn it on with the wireless headset. So
I don't think you can. I haven't tried it yet, but yeah, I don't think you can.
All right, cool. All right, so another thing, Paris, I want to talk to you about, man. It was confirmed from Sony because we had this conversation in the last episode about MLB The Show 21 coming out of the Game Pass. We talked about this. This decision was not from Sony. This was from MLB because they, like we said on the podcast, they want to branch out. They want to get a whole new audience. And I think by them doing this, it's going to help out, get the word out about baseball, right? And about the game too. And yeah, Sony confirmed that, yeah, it wasn't their decision. This is all MLB. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised. I knew you're not surprised because we talked about this in the last episode.
Yeah, it's not a surprise at all.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts about that? Like, you know, the conversation of people having, finding out now this confirmed from Sony. Your thoughts about that very quick.
I mean, you know, it's like I said before. What's really, if you're a PlayStation guy that's upset about this, right? What's changed for you? Nothing. You can still go buy MLB The Show 21 on April 20th and you can still play it and you can still enjoy it. I mean, obviously, if you're on the Xbox side of the fence, things have changed. I mean, you now have the option, if you're a Game Pass subscriber, to just pick it up there. But when you look at it from a Major League Baseball point of view, they're simply trying to create more engagement with their game. I mean, it is simple as that. You know, whatever deal that they made with Xbox, it obviously made sense for them. It made sense for Xbox, and they did it. PlayStation was not involved in that. I've seen back and forth, is PlayStation getting any kind of compensation with that? You know, Sony San Diego studio, all that. I don't know. I have no idea what the financials are. I personally don't care because it doesn't matter to me as a gamer. All I know is it's now on Game Pass. That's great. That means more people get to play it. If I'm on PlayStation, just keep on playing it like you have been before. I don't think... You know, we talk about this privately sometimes, but
it
amazes me how much people worry about what other people do. If I'm PlayStation guy, why the hell do I care what Xbox guy does? Go play MLB The Show and enjoy it. Why does it matter that it's on Game Pass? It didn't take anything from you. You can still play the game. Now, maybe this makes you reconsider and think, well, maybe I should go get an Xbox and subscribe to Game Pass. That's a different conversation. But if you've invested in a PlayStation, you've been blessed in that PlayStation ecosystem, absolutely nothing has changed for you. Nothing. You can still do everything that you were going to do before with that baseball game if you were planning to pick it up. Because I truly think a lot of people that are complaining about this, we're never going to go pick up MLB The Show anyway. So just complaining online to complain because that's what they want to do. But God bless them. But honestly, I think the majority of people, either they're excited about the announcement and they're going to subscribe to Game Pass and they're going to pick it up there, or they're like, oh, cool for Xbox guys. Well, I'm still buying it on PlayStation because I love MLB The Show. It is still, without question, the best sports sim out there. Has been for over a decade. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I'm excited about, and I know Paris mentioned that he's not going to be too excited about this, but I want to try out crossplay to see if it works, man. You know, for Xbox and PlayStation. I'm excited about that, so we'll see. Power play.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I've said, yeah. My only critique with playing baseball online is it's strikeout fest because of the lag. I mean, yeah. And that was, you know, and I stopped playing online MLB probably 2014, 2015. So it's been a while. So we'll see. Again, like you said, we'll try it out. We'll try it out and see and see how that goes. But I'm not holding my breath, but we'll see. Right. Again, yeah. I just take it back. You have to look at it from a Major League Baseball standpoint. They obviously own the license. They're the ones that are publishing this for Xbox. They want as many people as possible to at least try MLB The Show because they want to create more engagement with baseball, period. Not just the video game, the game of baseball, everything outside with the sport. They want everything that has to do with baseball. They want people to be excited about and engage with it. So this is one way for them to attract casual fans into baseball, kind of get to know the players, know the teams, know how the rules of the game work and all that. And maybe that translates, knock on wood, we go back to normalcy in the world when we can actually attend games. They'll go attend baseball games. They go buy the jerseys and the hats and the gloves and all that stuff, right? That's what this is all about. I think a lot of people need to remember, end of the day, all this stuff is business, man. No one's trying to personally attack you. No one's trying to take anything from you. It's just video games. Play it wherever you want. And that's all MLB is doing. They're just providing more avenues to get more people to actually try out their game.
Yep, 100%. Totally agree with that, man. All right, so it's time for my favorite segment. I love doing this. It's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right. So we have questions from via email. We also have questions from voicemail. So I'm going to read the first question, Paris. And this is to the same topic that we're talking about. And this is from Hurricane Rules. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a location, nothing like that. So he says, hello, GTR crew and fans. First off, love the show and thank you for the entertainment throughout the years. Question, does PlayStation really need to copy Game Pass? I would like to argue no, because I personally think it's exciting to see PlayStation and Xbox going separate directions in the industry. And that's a breath of fresh air. Both companies now can do something different instead of the same old make games, but that's my opinion, and I wanted to know yours. Thanks again for your time and entertainment. So, does PlayStation really need to copy Game Pass? In my opinion, no. I think they should do something different and something better, I think, in my opinion, similar to what they did when they started PlayStation Plus years ago, where you sign up to their online service and you get two free games. Xbox wasn't doing that with Xbox Live back in the days. It was because of PlayStation. So PlayStation should do something totally different and something unique that's going to help the competition and people are going to get excited about it too. You know, so that's what I think. And Xbox should just do their thing with Xbox Game Pass. What about you, Paris? Your opinion about this and your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think PlayStation needs to do Game Pass. I think they're still the leader. The formula that they've had since 2013 has clearly been working. I'm not saying you don't read the room and tweak and adjust as you go along, but I don't think they need to do a panic move and completely drastically change their business model and turn all their games into a subscription service. I think what they're doing with PlayStation Plus and PS Now is clearly working for them. Obviously, they still have a very robust internal games lineup. They've made strategic third-party deals for certain games to bring them exclusive to their platform or time exclusive, stuff like that. So It's working. I think kind of, I pretty much completely agree with the person that wrote in. It's two different strategies. I don't think either one is wrong. I just think they're different. And I think as a gamer, you get to choose which one you want to do, or you do both. I mean, honestly, I do both. I subscribe to Game Pass. I have PlayStation Plus. I don't do PS Now because that's not something I particularly need, but I'm very well invested into the PlayStation ecosystem because I love those games. Why wouldn't I? Just like I like the philosophy that Xbox is doing with Game Pass, and it's creating more discovery and getting me to try games that I may not necessarily have tried before. Right. They're obviously working on their internal studios, and, you know, we're still waiting. So there's a lot of talk, but we need some action as far as tangibly having those games in our hands. Halo Infinite is probably going to be the first big one where we can start to judge, has Xbox improved their internal studio game quality as well? Can they compete with PlayStation on that level? Right now, they don't. They just simply do not. So we'll see. We'll see. I like I said, I think both approaches, one is more traditional, one is being more disruptive and is doing something different in the space. Let's see if they can coexist. Let's see which one, you know, potentially wins out. Who knows? We don't know. We simply don't know. But like I said, I just think it's an exciting time right now, either way.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. All right, so here's another. This is a voicemail, so I'm going to play it. I have no idea what this is, so we're going to play it. So let's see. All right, here goes. 1, 2, and 3.
Hello, this is David from Baltimore, and I have to ask you, Paris, and Danny a question about the decisions of PlayStation I've been going through in the last couple weeks, and as a PlayStation gamer myself who listens to your show, and I know that I've been vocal about you guys not covering the lack of PlayStation news, but what do y'all think about with Microsoft making these aggressive moves and Sony's not doing anything? And also, do you think it's Jim Ryan? Because I feel like he's becoming like the Don Matrix of PlayStation, and you think that it's time for like Sony to like get rid of Jim Ryan and get somebody new? Because I really feel like we definitely do need a Phil Spencer of Sony. And what do y'all think about PlayStation not making aggressive moves like Microsoft, or should they just change their modem? What do y'all think about this? I'd like to give your opinion about it, and hope you have a wonderful Easter.
All right, well, thanks, David, for sending us the voicemail. And first, I want to mention this very quick, because I know we'll be getting messages here and there on Twitter of people saying why you guys haven't been covering PlayStation on the show for the past few weeks, I guess. And I want to mention this happened a while back during the 2013 era, when PlayStation was making the aggressive moves and Xbox wasn't making a lot of moves. We were talking about a lot about PlayStation and not a lot about Xbox. So similar to this, if there's no news to talk about PlayStation, like, why should we, you know, there's nothing really to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So once we see PlayStation having, you know, major news, we talked about a couple of things that they've done now for like the past few weeks, and we talked about it on the show, you know. But honestly, Xbox has been dominating the news for like the past few months now this year, you know. So that's the reason why we're always bringing up Xbox and Game Pass and so on, you know what I'm saying? But I also have to depend on you guys. If you guys have questions for us, send it in and we'll talk about it. It could be about anything, about Nintendo, Xbox, PC, PlayStation, and we'll talk about it. So it all depends on the news, and also all depends on you, the listeners, to send us those questions, you know. So now, do I think that PlayStation should remove Jim Ryan? No, I don't agree with that. I think that it's working for PlayStation right now. A lot of people are still buying games, still buying the consoles. People are very excited. Have they done things that I don't agree with? Yes, I do agree. But at the end of the day, it's good for the community to be vocal about it. If you don't like the certain moves that they've been doing, I think the more that you do that the right way, not the aggressive, angry way online, but if you do the right way and just be vocal, I think PlayStation will hear, and maybe there might be some changes, you know. But I feel like sometimes brand loyalty kind of kills it, because from both sides, from Xbox and PlayStation, right? People see certain things that that companies will do, and they don't talk about that. They just keep it like, okay, this is good, this place isn't whatever. You know what I'm saying? So if there's certain things that they make and you're not you don't agree with it, talk about that. You know what I'm saying? So and you know, I wish that Jim Ryan will be similar to like Phil, where that engagement online, Phil's always like answering questions online on Twitter with the consumers. I think that was something cool that I like about him. And also previous Peter Moore have done that too. Jay Adler from back in the days, you know. So, and PlayStation had that crew, right, Paris? Back in the days, they had that crew, but mm-hmm. they're not there anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it's complicated, man, you know. But be vocal. I think that's my best advice for those that are, you know, hardcore PlayStation fans. You know, people have done it for Nintendo too. They're always hardcore, you know, posting their opinions about things. So what do you think about this voicemail, Paris, for you?
I mean, my biggest question is, what is it that PlayStation isn't doing that you want them to do? That would be my biggest question. I mean, you've already addressed why we haven't talked a lot about PlayStation. What are we supposed to talk about right now? Seriously, if there was huge PlayStation news going on right now, we would 1000% talk about it. I really would like to know what we're supposed to be talking about right now when it comes to PlayStation. Look, when Returnal drops at the end of the month, we will be talking about it. MLB The Show, we will be talking about it. Ratchet and Clank, we will be talking about it. If there's some breaking news that happens with PlayStation, we're gonna talk about it. I'm trying to be respectful about this because it's one frustrating thing that I see online, and I can't take credit for this, but one of our good friends pointed this out, that too many people wrap their own identity around this brand loyalty. I really could care less about PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, or that. All I want is great games. That's all I care about. That is the God honest truth, all I care about. People can make their own conclusions on what they think my biases may be or my favoritism may be. I really don't care, because at the end of the day, I know the games that I'm excited about. They're on PlayStation, they're on Xbox, they're on Nintendo, they're on the PC, they're everywhere. Because the whole point about this is gaming, right? So when I see stuff about, well, they should get rid of Jim Ryan. Why? Seriously, why? He does not need to be Phil Spencer. He does not need to be socially engaging and talking to the community. That's not his job. I mean, Phil Spencer and those guys do it obviously because they love to do it. But that's not, Phil Spencer could go dark tomorrow and never talk to anybody online ever again. But he's still going to be the head of Xbox. He's still going to be, you know, overseeing all the things that they do. They're still going to come out with Game Pass and all the features that they want. Why does Jim Ryan have to be socially active, you know, to do anything? What is he not doing as the head of PlayStation that is upsetting someone? I don't see it. All I know is this: Ratchet Clank coming, Horizon Forbidden West is coming, God of War is coming, Gran Turismo 7 is coming, on down the list. That's all I know, right? Yep. Could there be some tweaks to the PlayStation 5 UI? Is there some quality of life things they could do? Yes. But overall, still an amazing thing. I'm sitting here the other day, a couple weeks ago, boohoo crying, playing Spider-Man again. Because it's freaking phenomenal. It's great games. So that's what I'm saying. I don't understand what the issue is. That is it because you wish they had Game Pass? Then say that, right? I understand that. It's like you said, Danny, be vocal then. If you're seeing the quote unquote competition doing something you wish your favorite brand was doing, be vocal about that. But then again, I thought Game Pass was just a dumb rental service. I thought that didn't matter. Again, it's two different philosophies. They don't have to do Game Pass. All PlayStation is doing is the traditional way we have played, engaged with games the past 40 years. You know, they make a game, they sell it for a certain price. You go buy it, you play it. That's it. Obviously, Xbox is doing something different. But who is the unquestioned leader in this industry right now? It's PlayStation. It's not Xbox. Xbox is playing catch up. Xbox wants to be in the position that PlayStation is in. That's why they're being so aggressive. That's why they're throwing around all these big money deals to make, you know, these third party deals, you know, to get people on Game Pass and all that kind of stuff. They're trying to entice you to hop over to their platform. PlayStation already got you. They already got you. So I don't understand the vitriol towards Jim Ryan, because he's not tweeting at you. He's not saying hello to you or something. I don't get it. I don't need to talk to Jim Ryan. Just keep making great games. That's all I care. Announce Spider-Man 2. That'll make me happy. You know what I'm saying?
Another one. Yep.
Other than that, I'm good. I'm literally staring at my PlayStation 5 right now. It's a freaking beast. Can't wait till I play Returnal on it. Can't wait till I play MLB The Show, because I am playing MLB The Show on PlayStation, not playing it on Xbox, as an example. Can't wait to play Ratchet and Clank. Can't wait till Horizon Forbidden West comes out. I don't get it. I don't get it. I hope this is the PlayStation talk that you wanted us to say, because I can talk PlayStation all day because I love PlayStation. I don't have my DualSense in front of me. The DualSense is the best new controller in the industry right now. Unquestioned. Freaking love it. Right? What else do we need to talk about? I mean, yeah, I wish the PlayStation 5 had more internal storage, so they definitely need to figure that out. That's one thing I would definitely strike against them. I wish they would did. But when it comes to a game standpoint, what's the argument? I don't see it. Their games are great. Hell, they just gave you Ratchet & Clank 2016 for free and a 60 frames per second update for free. You're about to get Horizon Zero Dawn for free. They're giving you all these indie games for free. You see what they do with PlayStation Plus. If you subscribe to that, all the games that come to you from that for free. What's a complaint? I don't get it. This is why you have crazy fanboys that get fanatical about PlayStation, because it's freaking great. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand what we need to talk about that we aren't talking about with PlayStation. Again, when there's breaking news with PlayStation, we'll be right on here talking about it. When the summer gets here for all the big announcements, we'll probably live stream it and we're going to talk about it. So I don't get it. I don't understand. To me, Jim Ryan is doing exactly what he should be doing. He's making Sony money. That's what they care about. And he's making great games for us. Period. So would I love for them to have more personalities like Geo? And when Adam Boyce was there and all that, would I love to see that? Would I love to see Yoshida and, you know, more people like that representing PlayStation in the social space? Absolutely, I would. But it's not a requirement. Just like it's not a requirement for Phil Spencer or Aaron Greenberg or Jeff Rubenstein or Major Nelson or any of those people over there. It's great that they do it, but they don't have to. Jason Ronald doesn't have to go on the Iron Lords podcast and talk about Xbox hardware. He did it because he wants to do it, because he likes to do it. But it's not a requirement. You see what I'm saying? So I and again, it's not a personal attack against the person that's sent in the question. I really appreciate it. It just gave me an opportunity to rant about it, because I see this crap online all the time where people are complaining about, well, PlayStation isn't doing this, PlayStation isn't doing that. What aren't they doing? They're great. They make great games and you enjoy them. We all enjoy them. So I don't understand the argument. I really don't.
Yeah. And I get it. I get it. Look, like I said, the only solution that you have as a consumer is just be vocal, but just do it the right way, not the tacky way. You know, and that's it. Like, you know, Paris, I was, you know, I'm a fan of Xbox. So I did that when Don Matrick was around. I did it, you know, but I did it the right way. And because of that, you know, that's when people from Xbox started talking to us even more about it. Like, you know, because there's people that are like that. They're open, but there's some that just, they don't want to do that. Just they want to do stuff behind the scenes, and that's it. And that's fine too. That's part of the business, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody's different, you know? So look, Reggie is one of the most influential person in gaming, and he wasn't active on social media at all. Zero until after he left, right? But he will talk to the fans when it's like a midnight launch or at E3. But behind the scenes, he's doing all the work. Zero social media engagement. Zero until he left Nintendo. So everybody's different, man.
Yeah, everyone's different. And that's what I mean. It's not a part of the job rec to have a Twitter account and talk to people on social media. It's just not. And I'm not saying that's exactly what he's saying in here, but I'm just saying overall, because I see that sentiment a lot online. It just makes no sense for me. I think, again, I just think PlayStation is making great games and they do great things. I don't understand why people would be upset with them in that sense, because what have they done wrong? They've literally just followed the script that they've been doing since 2013 and it clearly works. Mm-hmm. So if it ain't broke, why are you trying to fix it? That's what I say.
Hey, like I always say, I love Xbox being last or second place. They're being aggressive. I like that. You know, PlayStation is selling. They're making great games. I'm super excited about Ratchet and Clank, and it's gonna still sell, man. People are still gonna be talking about it, and you know, everything is fine. It's not the end of the world, man.
No, it's definitely not. Definitely.
Just have fun, man. Just have fun. Just right now is the best time to be a gamer, more than ever, man. Right now.
You know what? So, go play Ghost of Tsushima. It's freaking amazing. Go do that.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. By the way, Paris, let's talk about our sponsor, Shack Eye Gear. Again, Paris, I've been enjoying the glasses, man. I've been actually the other day I walked around the park around here by my area, and I just had it on. Dude, super comfortable, man. Got to see, you know, everything looking good, everything right. Took it off. You know, I had to take a little break from wearing glasses overall. But, yo, dude, I'm having a great time with this, man. And a lot of people are asking me questions about the design. I noticed a lot of our listeners been posting their own version.
Yes, that's
purchased.
Awesome.
They purchase on Shack through ShackEyeGear.com and use our promo code. And they're like, oh, man, I'm loving it. So I know there's different versions out there. Mine is a white one, and it has red in the back, which let me take this out very quick. Yeah, I can see it right here. Paris, talk about a little bit about your glasses, man. Your black ones. It looks nice too, man.
Yeah, so just people that are looking on the camera, mine, they have the purple on the back, and obviously there's a purple tint to them as well. And it's like you were saying, man, the number one thing, you know, when they first approached us about sponsoring the show and we were talking about the glasses and everything and we're giving our feedback on them, I said the number one thing that I look for first is comfort. If it's not comfortable, what's the point? Because I'm not going to wear them if they're not comfortable, right? So the ones that I have on are very comfortable. And then the second part of it, obviously, we're talking gaming glasses, is being able to kind of filter out that blue light when you're staring at a monitor, you know, for hours at a time. Does a fantastic job with that. Plus, they have a very stylish look to them as well. And I think, you know, to people that have been listening to this podcast for years, watching us, you know, on streams and stuff like that, they know we're not going to endorse a product unless we actively will use it too. If we don't believe in it, we're not going to use it. You watch stuff I do on Kind of Funny. I'm wearing the glasses there and I don't even talk about them. I'm just wearing them because I like them. And that's the whole point. You know, we like the product, you know, we believe in it. And you've already, like Danny said, we've had people that have already purchased these glasses for themselves. And, you know, the comments on social media have all been very positive. So, like I said, Shack Eye Gear, I mean, you use our code GTR. You can go purchase them yourself, get 10% off right off the top is what ShackEyeGear.com, right? Go to ShackEyeGear.com. Yes. Like I said, use our promo code GTR. You get 10% off. There's different styles of glasses that you can choose from. And like I said, they're comfortable. They do the job. They're stylish. Everything you'd want.
Mm-hmm. And this promo code is exclusive. You're not going to find anywhere else. So make sure to go to ShackEyeGear.com and use our promo code GTR and you get 10% off of your order. Now, if you do purchase this, please let us know. We'll retweet it. We'll give you props, everything. Absolutely. Just let us know. Let us know. And thanks to Shack Eye Gear for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. All right, Paris, we have another question here. Another question. This is pretty cool. This is from Jack. He writes, hey, I love your show. I just started listening to you guys at work at the beginning of the year when I heard about it from Xbox Unlock. Shout out to Ryan and the whole crew over there and IGN. He said, I was wondering what you recommend what I should do. I'm looking forward to the new Ratchet & Clank, but I'm new to the series, and I'm wondering if I should go back and play the older ones after I play the remake for the PlayStation 4. Paris, I know you've been playing more Ratchet and Clank Power in the past, because I played the most recent ones, especially the one that came out for the PlayStation 4, which I love. And actually, you were the one that told me, Danny, you have to play this game on the PS4. And
it's a fantastic game. PlayStation sent me the review code and, you know, we reviewed it on the show. That's how I played it. So there you go. More PlayStation talk, right?
Yeah. But, and yeah, it was cheap. That game was cheap when it came out.
It was
out
like $39.99, I think, something like that.
Amazing game. Now there's a new update where it's 60 FPS. Highly recommend it. Check it out. I'm probably going to download it too, Paris, for the PS5 that we have here. I'm going to try it out and get myself hyped up for the new game, because the game is beautiful. Voice acting is always good.
Yep, always good. It's Insomniac. Yeah, it's always top tier.
Now, for you, do you think people should try out the older games if they want to try out the new one or the one that came out previously, the PlayStation?
Well, here's and I'm not a PS Now user, so I cannot comment on that. But that's where it gets a little tricky, trying to go back into the PS3 and the PS2 era, because they don't have true backwards compatibility to those older generations, right? So unless you got a PS2 or a PS3 laying around, I don't know if you can readily, or if they're readily accessible. I mean, Ratchet and Clank was on the PS3 was great too. You would love it if you played it. But I mean, the fact that the 2016 one, if you had the opportunity already, you could have gotten it for free. I don't think it's available anymore. It may not be, but it was free for a while. So hopefully people snagged it when they had the chance. And now that that update came out and you can play it at 60 frames, it's almost like damn near like playing a brand new game. I've personally not played it since, but like, you know, like Greg and Blessing over at Kind of Funny, they were talking about it and they've just been raving about it. So seems like, you know, just a quality update to 60 frames, and playing it previously, it's a great game. It just is. I mean, Insomniac obviously does quality work. You know, that Ratchet and Clank universe, I would absolutely recommend trying it out. Like I said, if you have the accessibility to go back to the PS2 or the PS3, absolutely go try the Ratchet and Clank games there. But the way that they've structured this one that's coming out in June, you don't need to play the old games to be able to play this one. Sure, you're going to miss out on some backstory stuff and maybe some inside jokes and things like that. But the overall gameplay, the fun of Ratchet and Clank, I mean, you could probably just jump in right there. But I would, at a minimum, at least recommend trying to grab the 2016 Ratchet and Clank for PS4. And then obviously, if you got a PS5, you can update it and play it on at 60 frames.
Yeah. And one thing I want to mention too, the new game is different. The way how it plays, just the design on that game is totally different than the one from the PS4. So it's going to be a cool new experience too, to try it out. So if you play the older one, you know, just play it because this came out on PlayStation 4, but be prepared because, yo, the PlayStation 5 version looks ridiculous. It looks sick. So sick. Yeah. I am sick. So excited to play that game, man. Super excited. So anything else, Paris? Because I have one more question here. One more question.
No. That's it? Go to the next one, yeah.
All right, so this is a voicemail, and this is from Anthony all the way from North Carolina.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Anthony from North Carolina. This is my question I had. I never heard y'all talk about It Takes Two video game that just came out, that independence game. I haven't heard y'all talk about it, so I just want to know, have y'all played it? I just completed it with my stepdaughter. Me and her played it together, and it's probably like the best game I've played in years. And I think if it would have came out last year, I would see it being like the game of the year. Like, it's seriously that good. So I just want to know if y'all played it, haven't heard you talk about it. And if you have, what do you think about it? And if you haven't played it, please go play it. Especially parents, I know you got 3 or 4 kids. I can't remember how many, but I know you got some choices there who to play it with. But Pete also. And Danny, that's you and your lady, man. Y'all would love. It's really a good game for, I'd say, a couple. It has a lot to do with marriage and stuff like that. But if I play with my wife, I probably get upset because she's not a gamer. And you have to, like, play together. You have to, you know, it's co-op. So you got to know what you're doing at certain points of the game. So I think I'd probably get upset. We'd probably end up being in more trouble than helping our relationship. So, all right, guys, man. I just want to know about that. So, I appreciate it. Hope you can answer the question. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, man, It Takes Two. Paris, I know we got this game early. And look, I'm going to keep it real. I have way too many games. I can't keep up. I have it here downloaded. And every day I talk to Rihanna, and we're like, we're going to play. We're going to stream together. We're going to play it. And then somebody will call, no, let's play Outriders or let's play, Outbreak Zombies. And, oh, my God. It's hard to keep up. This right now, I thought that it's going to be a slow time when it comes to games. I don't think so, man. So I am going to play because I've been hearing nothing but positive feedback. So, and great reviews everywhere. So I can't wait to try it out. And I will. And once that happens, I will talk about it here on the podcast, man. So what about you, Paris? Have you played it at all or no?
Well, let me just say first, thank you for the voicemail. And if I got 4 kids, then I'm going to be in trouble with my wife. I'll just say that right now. I only have 3 kids. But it's the same with you. Unfortunately, I've not carved out the time to actually sit down and play it. And he's correct. Probably be a great game to play with one of my kids. You know, I know you and I had talked about trying to play, but again, just everything's been crazy past couple weeks. But same, I've just heard nothing but great things about it. Exactly the message he left is everything I keep hearing all the time. Everyone saying you got to play it, you got to play it. I just got to carve out the time to just sit down and do it and play it. So I really appreciate the message because he's right, 100% right.
Yeah, yeah. I also want to say something real quick. I'm not going to mention what we'll talk about, but shout out to thanks Anthony for he sent us two voicemails and he just wanted to say that he really loved the show in the previous voicemail. So I just want to say thank you so much, Anthony, because you know sometimes we release all these episodes and you know sometimes we get a lot of listens, right? But there's people that just don't say anything and just keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. And some people will hit us up like on social media and everything. But I appreciate that so much when I hear listeners that will tell us how much they love the show. So thank you so much, man. It means a lot to me and it means a lot to Paris and also Pete, man. So
yeah, absolutely. So much, absolutely. And yeah, I know the message you're talking about and yeah, it's very appreciative. It really is.
Very. Yeah. All right. So I think that's it, Paris, when it comes to voicemail. So look, guys, the ones that are listening, the ones that are watching right now, if you want us to talk about more stuff, doesn't have to be Xbox. It could be about anything, or it could be also about Xbox. Just send us voicemails, send us emails, and we'll definitely play here on Gamer Tag Radio. Anything else, Paris, you want to talk about, or that's it for you?
No, I mean, I think that's it again. Good episode. Appreciate all the messages that we got. And I mean, dude. Like I said during the thing, you know, it's just such a great time to be a gamer. I know we didn't really touch on the E3 stuff, but we've been saying all this stuff for years, so it's not even something we really need to go in depth on here. But it's going to be exciting the next few months as we get into the summer months. We'll see what the ESA, you know, has to show with E3. Obviously, Jeff Keighley's doing his thing with Summer Game Fest, which, by the way, I'm in a weekly clubhouse with Jeff Keighley every week, and he was actually talking about Summer Game Fest the other night, and just he has some musical performances lined up. He's saying he's got some big surprises. He's not just going to be in his house doing it this year. He's actually going to go to a studio and have formal presentations and all that. So he's planning to do it in big, and it's going to be more condensed, not completely spread out throughout the summer. It's going to be more condensed into a few weeks, be able to get all the announcements out. So I'm excited to see it, because this is that time of the year, man, when we start getting all the new game announcements. And you know, it's gonna be a little different this year with COVID and the pandemic. You know, we know a lot of games have been delayed, but we'll see what makes it into 2021 and what we can be excited about. So looking forward to it.
That's exciting to hear that, man. Very exciting, because I know last year everybody was like not expecting the pandemic, you know. And it's cool to hear that, because I really enjoy the presentation of the Game Awards,
yeah,
the way how they did it. And I know, I think you were the one mentioned that Jeff Keighley talked about that the day before they thought they were going to like have to shut down the whole studio because of the state. They shut down everything, production, everything. So it's good to he's going to be doing that now, taking Summer Game Fest to the next level, because I really, really enjoy the Game Awards this time. It was really awesome, man. And it felt like an award show, so I can imagine the stuff they have planned for Summer Game Fest, man. Can't wait to hear more about that, man.
Yep.
So everybody, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Remember, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. Follow us, subscribe, post a review, and it will help us out. Go top of the charts. Also, if you would like to be part of our fan mail segment or episode, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening here at Gamertag Radio. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.